He is Vancouver's coolest dad, Blaine Kylo. A technological world, and Blaine Kylo is the coolest dad to tell us all about it. Hey, Blader,
how are you today?
I'm good, thank you very much. How are you?
Yeah, it's good. I think something got into the wall of my garage and died.
Uh-oh.
Trying to track down where the smell's coming from and how I can get rid of it.
Uh-oh. You don't know what animal it was, huh?
I'm guessing a rat, but who knows until I figure out where it is and dig the carcass out. I don't want to have to like punch a whole bunch of holes in my wall. So I'm hoping I can find somebody who's got some kind of a radar or scoping device to help me narrow it down a bit.
To find the deadness?
Something smells.
Can you follow the flies?
Wait, there are definitely flies. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. So are you, when you're going to plug your nose, when you do the report, so it doesn't smell terrible wherever you are.
Well, I'm just glad we've had nice weather. I've been able to have everything open.
Oh, good. Well, this is good. All right. Well, there you go. Real life problems here with Blaine Kylo. You don't play video games in your garage, do you? You don't. That's not, you're good. You're
everything happens the games. In the garage.
Everything. Blaine lives in the garage. He's been kicked out of the house. Let's just go there.
It's where all the games are played. It's where all the movies are watched. It's where all the work gets done.
Oh, okay. Well, so this is really an important time and problem to solve. Let's do that. Let's get started with some of the sportsing games for EA Sports. And what's coming up there, Blaine Kylo?
Yeah, well, it's the fall. It's time for the annual refresh on these things and some new things that EA Sports is doing with FIFA and NHL. One of the things in FIFA is they've partnered up with the Musqueam Indigenous community here in the Lower Mainland. And they've got a bunch of artists from that community who have created digital clothing and kits in a stadium that are featured in the new game. And it's based on a real stadium that's in the community here in the Vancouver area, which is the traditional unceded territory of the Musqueam Indigenous community. So it's called the Volta Football Pitch. And in FIFA 23, you can get uniforms that are include this artwork. You can actually get this Volta football pitch as a stadium, and it's got a longhouse in it, all designed by local Musqueam artists. So that's one cool thing that they're doing with FIFA 23. And if anybody out there is a Ted Lasso fan, Ted and AFC Richmond and Coach Beard and Roy Kent, Jamie Tart, Sam Obasanya, Danny Rojas, they're all in FIFA 23 as playable players. You can actually be Ted Lasso as a playable manager in the game's career mode if you want.
Really?
So a couple of new things to make FIFA even more fun.
That's really cool. I had no idea. I love how they're taking the pop culture life and crossing it over into the video games. The FIFA game itself, pretty cool, aside from the novelty of the fun, playful bits?
Yeah, it's still hands down the best soccer sim you can get. Every year there's incremental changes and updates to the experience of playing. So it's a little more real. They put a lot of research into the players themselves, and that's something that they're doing with NHL 23 too. But with NHL 23, they're really doubling down and featuring women, female players in ways that they never have before. So Canadian phenom Sarah Nurse is on the cover of NHL 23. She's a playable character in the game. And all of the IIHF women's national teams are in here. Canada's Marie-Philippe Poulin is actually the top-ranked player. She's got a rating of 94, which compares to Connor McDavid's rating of 95. He tops the list of the active NHL players. And you can actually mix and match male and female characters to create the best team that you can come up with in NHL 23, regardless of gender. And one of the features that is in NHL 23 is what the developers are calling last chance puck movement. And the whole idea here is you've got a player who's maybe getting tripped or jostled or is falling, and they can make a final play on the puck to maybe get a goal. So think of the Bobby Orr goal that was scored back in 1970 in the Stanley Cup playoffs, where he's getting tripped as he's scoring that goal, and there's that picture of him sort of horizontal above the ice. That's kind of what you can do now in NHL 23 with this last chance puck movement. So one of the ways that EA Sports has been able to make the game feel a little bit more like the real game on ice.
Mm-hmm. Really cool. Looking forward to it. What else we got? Last of Us movie, The Last of Us video game, Cyberpunk. What's next?
Yeah, so The Last of Us, I keep talking about this, but it's interesting because it was filmed in southern Alberta. We finally have, the other day was The Last of Us Day. It was sort of the anniversary of the first game being released by Naughty Dog, and they took advantage of that anniversary to release the first full-length trailer of the game, of the TV show that's coming out on HBO next year. It looks to be very faithful. You get to see Joel and Ella and Ellie moving through the post-apocalyptic world. Anna Torv plays Tess. You get some voiceover from her kind of setting some context, and there is a quick glimpse of one of the humans infected by the cordyceps fungus, which is the sort of the zombie apocalypse in The Last of Us is all based on the cordyceps fungus, which is a real thing. If you do a Google search, you'll freak yourself out thinking about it. And a last note about Cyberpunk 2077, which is something else that we've talked a lot about. Well, that TV show that Netflix did called Edge Runners, the animated series, has sparked a resurgence of interest in the game. And they've now got over 20 million games sold and more players playing Cyberpunk 2077 than any other game that CD Projekt Red has made before. So the TV show and the updates to the game seems to have really given new life to this game that was, when it was released in December of 2020, we were kind of laughing about it. But because there were so many copies of the game sold before it was even released, it gave CD Projekt Red an opportunity to improve on it and continue trying to get people playing it. And it looks like Edge Runners, the Netflix series, is the thing that's done that.
Very cool. Very cool. Blaine Kylo, solocore.com, if you want to check it out. Are we off to technology now?
Yeah, because Amazon had a briefing today, and there's a couple of new things that they announced that are actually really cool. So there's a new Kindle coming out called the Kindle Scribe. It's not releasing until November 30th, so just in time for the holiday gift buying season. What the Scribe does differently than other Kindles is it's so much like paper that you can write on it. So it's a 10.2-inch device, more like a tablet than the earlier Kindles, which were more like book size. So this is more of a paper size, and it comes with a stylus that never needs to be charged. So really, it's just an electrostatic-type pen. And you can write all over this thing. So you can mark up Word documents, you can mark up PDFs, you can take notes on the books that you're reading from the Kindle store. You can import documents onto the Scribe, you can export them to your computer. So it's really digital paper in ways that, you know, you can write on lots of other tablets, but what the Scribe is doing just looks and feels different. I'm quite excited to try this out.
Cool technology is always good. Buying a TV now seems to be a prerequisite for it to be a smart TV that you can literally just, you don't need a set-top box anymore. What do you got?
Yeah, Amazon Fire TV is their line of sort of TV and streaming devices. So you can just get the streaming device if you want to plug it into an existing dumb TV. But Amazon's really making affordable TVs affordable. And with the new Omni sets, these are 4K QLED screens. So really good picture, really good technology. You get a 65-inch model, and it's got all this software built into it for just over $1,000 Canadian. You can get a 75-inch screen for $1,500 in this new Omni line. So really good quality TVs, decent sizes, and not super expensive prices. So the Omni sets seem to be setting a new bar for Amazon TV and Fire TV.
Well, and it is really cool when you can basically have everything on one remote. You're not dealing with all the cables. You're not dealing with anything else. It just connects to the Wi-Fi. You get to watch your favorite apps on that TV too. Blaine Kylo and YouTube used to, people used to populate YouTube, but it was the biggest scam ever. You'd basically make all this content and do all the work for YouTube, kind of like Facebook, and then they profited off it. Well, then they're like, well, hey, we'll give you ad dollars and everything else. Well, those ad dollars are so centric on these extremely huge channels. Many people are like, meh, what's the point now? I can't compete with that. They have 10 million followers. So YouTube is coming after you.
Yeah, they're just kind of diversifying a little bit. And in particular, they're focusing on YouTube Shorts, which is the TikTok competitor. So these are real short form videos, and they really don't track and compete in ways that the major YouTube, you know, more traditional YouTube creators are. And so YouTube is expanding access to the partner program that gives revenue sharing to YouTube creators. They're expanding it to make it easier for those short form creators to actually get involved and get some of the revenue that their content is creating through advertising. And they're doing something else at the same time, because some of the long form video content that includes music, the systems aren't in place to be able to properly credit the musicians and artists who created that music. And so YouTube has got a new thing that they're coming up with called Creator Music, which is essentially a library of music that creators can go into and use, and it better connects the music that's being used in the creations to the people who have made the music and are rights holders for the music, so they can get compensated when their music is used. So it makes it easier for creators to find music that they want to use, and it makes it easier for them, the creators of that music, to get paid for the art that they've created.
Well, that matters, because the record labels are all over them for, you know, copyright and all those things. And so the small guys, again, getting crushed because it's become so incredibly big. Blaine Kylo, death of your animal that you're talking about. We did get a text message from Trucker Kevin. Might be some advice for you. It says, Shane, please tell Blaine that the many pest control businesses now have dogs that can sniff out the dead animal and find it for you.
That's a really good idea. I wonder if my dog can do that. My dog loves to sniff things.
Give it a go. Good luck with your roadkill in your walls, I guess. I don't know what you call that. That's kind of weird.
Dead things. Okay?
Dead things. All right, Blaine, maybe there's your new video game, right? Find the dead thing in the wall. Maybe you just designed a new video game, Blaine Kylo.
Yeah, it'll be as popular as the one that has you spray washing furniture.
the pressure washing game. I love it. Okay, Blaine Kylo, so cool, solocore.com. Thanks for being here, brother.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive
drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.